Welcome to session two, demo four. And what I've got on the screen, I've already had Visual Studio open up into the demo solution. And what we're going to do is we're going to carry on from where we last left on the demo. So what we're going to do is we're going to update the connection information to our Azure storage. So what I've got open on the screen is I've already got the config.cs opened up, and this contains the connection information to our Azure storage. So we've got the account name and key. Now, the problem is this is basically giving out the administrative access to our blob storage. So this is something we don't want to do. So what we want to do is instead take advantage of using shared access signature tokens. So to provide that, what we need to do is we need to add in a custom endpoint to our mobile services to provide that token. So let's go over to Azure to kind of take a look at that. So what I've got here is we're using a Node.js for our mobile services backend. And what I've got on the screen is this is the custom endpoint. It's a JavaScript function that provides that shared access signature token. So what this does is it provides the necessary permissions and sets a limit, a time limit, to when a user can basically upload a image into the blob storage. We have a little bit more control on how our users access our Azure storage, which is a good thing here. So let's go back into Visual Studio. So the first thing I want to do is I want to remove this because we definitely don't want to provide administrative access to our Azure storage. The other thing I want to do is basically add in a updated file to our Azure storage service. So we're going to go into the code files, and we're going to update the Azure storage. We'll say yes to replace that. So as you can see, we'll go in that quickly. Right now, I'm not calling out to the configuration.cs file at all. The other thing we need to do is, because I've made a change to that, we're going to have to provide a function to call out to that customized endpoint inside our mobile service. So the next thing we need to do is we need to update that service. So we'll do that next. So we'll bring that file in. I'll say yes. I'll pop in here quickly. So if I scroll down, you can see here we're calling out to that customized endpoint. And this is how we do that work to kind of call that JavaScript function to get back that shared access token. So the other thing we need to do is we also need to make sure to update our interfaces to both those service calls. We'll make sure we'll update those as well. Add those in. We'll say yes. Okay, so I've already got the UWP set up as a starting project, so let's run that. Okay, we're going to take another photo. Click on finish. Click on upload. Okay, let's check our table and make sure that's been uploaded. Click back to refresh the list. And there we have our image data sent up to our mobile services. So we were able to successfully remove the min access using that account name and token and replace that using a shared access signature token.